This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest. Lydia Zhang is the president and co-founder of an amazing cybersecurity company. It's Ridge Security, found online at ridgesecurity.ai. We're going to learn more about that AI in the name and how important it is to have continuous threat exposure management. Lydia, welcome to the hot seat.
It's my great pleasure. So I'm looking forward to have a fun talk with you today.
So tell us about RidgeBot and how AI is so important in testing for holes and, you know, what's going on with comparing that to vulnerability management, for example?
Sure. So RidgeBot is AI-powered automated penetration testing platform. So we use AI in a way we imitate the hacker's mind or attacker's mind. So trying to find the best attack strategy, the most efficient attack path, and then show the result. So in the past, if you do manual testing, this tester has to be really familiar with all different tools out there. So if they use one tool to get some result, and then this human tester have to decide what I'm going to do next step. So in our AI, so we basically put all of those knowledge and intelligence into RidgeBot. So RidgeBot can make those decisions for you. So basically from the very beginning to the end, so a couple of clicks, so you can just have RidgeBot do the testing and then you get a result a couple of hours later.
A couple hours later, that's phenomenal, really.
Of course, I mean, it depends on the complexity of your network. Usually, on average, it takes a couple of hours. For like a really large network or very complex network, you may expect like a day, but no more than that.
Is this continuous testing also differential in that if it knows a system hasn't changed, it'll ignore that and look for other systems that have changes?
Exactly. So the continuous is a big theme now. So you talk about this CTEM, continuous threat exposure management. So that's a key because we see the past security practice is they do like once or twice a year compliance testing. So it really just to make sure they comply with regulations. However, you know, that is not enough because you just leave your risk window open for too long. So I have a good analogy on that. We all know in the healthcare, like a long time ago, so we have to find out we have a high blood sugar, maybe potential have a diabetes through this annual physical check. But later on, you know, there's this portable at home testing kit invented. So people can do this every day in the morning at home. So now like even technology more advanced to the point like you can carry that 24/7. So exactly the same thing. So reduce your risk, you know, of a diabetes. So here, exactly the same concept. We want, you know, the organizations, they reduce their risk window. We are not yet at the 24/7 yet, but, you know, at least you do more often like monthly, weekly, or even daily.
That's a great analogy. And a lot of CISOs are having challenges, not only with doing something daily, but the staff shortages they're facing. It seems like getting Ridge Security's RidgeBot might help alleviate some of the pressures.
Yeah, exactly. So that's where we see we can help a lot because we know like globally, there's a 4 million security professional shortage. So with a RidgeBot, We all understand to train a pen tester, you need a lot of and many years of experience. So with RidgeBot, so you can just have a basic IT background, so you can perform a fairly good pen test. But we are not saying like we are going to replace a human tester. So we really want to help. So we want to, free up this valuable human experts so they can focus on security research, focus on zero-day vulnerabilities, and leave those repetitive, like boring work to computers.
Now, years ago, the Russian banks were exploited at their ATM machines. I think it was the Carbonac exploit. And, you know, US ATM machines aren't that much farther ahead in technology. They're all probably running an old version of Windows. They can't be updated easily. If you were to run this kind of pen testing against continuously against ATM machines in a live environment, that could potentially cause them to crash. Or is there a way to maybe do it in staging and then not in the production? What do you recommend for folks that have really serious, we'll call it critical infrastructure, that they're worried about that may be very vulnerable?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So I think we definitely designed a safety procedure for production network. So for example, we have we designed the human intervention options. So by default, yes, Reachbot can conduct the testing all the way through. But if you have concerns, so we ask you, before we proceed critical CVE exploit, we're saying, are you okay to proceed? And then warn you the impact. So, and then we also recommend customer, if they run very critical infrastructure, they definitely have a lab, a staging environment or a lab environment to do the testing and mimic the configurations and applications in the staging stage, and then before you move to production
Oh,
environment.
that's wonderful. And Lydia, so very safe way to deploy your solution. Speaking of which, is it smart enough to give answers with this AI on, and I'm not talking about ChatGPT style, but will it give an explanation on the threat that was successful and how to mitigate it in various methods, or just is there just one method per threat or multiple methods?
Oh, you hit the right point. So that is the area actually AI can help a lot, because like I think the testing is not the purpose. The purpose is how we mitigate the problem. So with the AI, so we gather lots of relevant information to customers. Of course, it's validated by our security researcher. So make sure those are valid answers. So for each of the exploit or CVE we discovered, we'll tell customer, give them solution or suggestion. You should change this, change this security policy and do one, two, three, et cetera. So we do give suggestions. Yeah.
That's great. So, if I were a big bank or a big public company, and my CISO's at risk, you know, every day they're threatened by the latest cyber exploiters who are probably using AI to create the worst malware, the worst ransomware. Without doing this continuous pen testing, I probably am missing some due care and due diligence and some proof to the government agencies that I'm trying my best to get one step ahead of the next threat.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, lots of incidents, basically I almost like read like a daily data breach report, especially recently in healthcare is it's kind of a disaster. So I feel like, enough is enough. So we do have to take action. And there are tools out there, like, Reachbot or different security new technologies can help. So for example, like as you said, like we if you don't do the testing, for example, so or if you just finish your compliance testing last month, but this month there's a new CVE, like a MOVEit or ConnectWise, it's a very critical one. So you say, oh, I'm done my testing, so I'm safe, but it's not. So you better to run the test whenever there's a new threat coming, or if you have a new network change, new application online. So use those checkpoints to do testing. So then it give you like a, better insurance and make sure those CISOs have a good sleep.
That's great advice. And I'm wondering how quickly can we spin up Ridgebot and who is it designed for? Is it for critical infrastructure, SMBs, large enterprises? Who's the perfect customer for Ridgebot?
Sure. So actually, when we create this technology, our really grand vision is we want to bring this technology to everybody, large enterprise, medium, and small, because we do believe this is the most effective way to prevent or reduce the cyber risk. However, I think in the beginning, like many like bankings or a government agency, critical infrastructures, like managed security service providers, those are our early adopters. So those people, I think they kind of like feel pain most. So they want to kind of get medicine faster. So it's very easy to deploy ReachBot. It's a software, so it can run on virtual machine in your data center or in the cloud. So you can easily roll out like within a week.
Within a week, that's fantastic. And is there an agent? Is it agentless? Is there kind of a hybrid play there?
Oh, that's a great question. So we actually run agentless. There's no agent involved. It's purely black box testing. So it's just like what hacker would do, because hacker will not have privilege to install agent beforehand, or you know, sniffer your credentials in your network. So we basically, so if you give me the IP address of the target or a domain name, so we can run tests from there. So the ReachBot automatically discover the network or, you know, OS or applications, and then form attack strategy from there.
That's great. And you offer a free tool for folks. We all have websites and they're under attack daily. The last thing you want is to be defaced or taken offline when you're running your business. What's that free tool of yours and how does it work?
Yeah, so that's free tool called Purple Reach. So people ask me why purple. So because like, you don't know, there's a red team and blue team. So this is a purple team in between. We really want to, you know, help both teams. So we have this purplereach.ai online service. Anyone can register a free account and then do free testing. So it's basically behind that is a ReachBot, but of course it's simplified version. So target on simple website. So you can have a taste and then find out your vulnerabilities and then go from there. Yeah.
Does Purple Ridge even provide instructions on how to harden the system?
We do provide like a comprehensive report. So if you want that comprehensive report or suggestions, we charge a minimum fee for that.
That's smart. And that's fair and reasonable for using your services. So if you find something, they pay a little bit and they learn how to fix it. And hopefully that gets them to realize how serious an issue they have in general, beyond just their web services. Does ReachBot handle cloud apps and cloud environments, or is it just Windows and Linux? And like, what kind of systems get tested?
Okay, that's a great question. So ReachBot handle Windows, Linux. We have a wide coverage, databases, clouds, IT, IoT. So the reason for that is we follow CVEs, so the vulnerabilities. So if there's a vulnerability, so we have a way trying to validate it. It's a different from people focus just a Windows or just a website, because we believe all of those infrastructures are very critical. So if you test, you have to make sure 100% tested. Otherwise, like 20% is not complete. We know like you leave like 80% risk open. So it can be deployed on AWS and Azure. So we actually listed in AWS as in the marketplace as well as Azure. And then on Azure, there's transactional offer. You can download, pay a little bit fee, monthly fee, so you can just start using it.
That is great. Lydia, is there anything we haven't covered about Ridge Security that you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners?
Yeah, so I think like I want to share is I just re-emphasize this a sense of urgency. I know like in the past, like people feel, yeah, business first and security second. And even today, with so many data breaches incidents, people still feel like if it's not me, I'm okay. So I do want to kind of use this platform to convey this a sense of urgency. So you do have a tool, you do have a way to avoid that. So I think, you know, like you feel like, you know, the threat is coming to your way, but you have the best way to dodge that is to do continuous testing, do more testing, just as simple as that.
That's great advice. Lydia Jung is the president and co-founder of a really cool company, Ridge Security, found online at ridgesecurity.ai. You've got to get one step ahead of the latest threat, and those threats aren't stopping or sleeping, it's every day. So get continuous threat exposure management, get this automated pen testing, get it with advanced AI features.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio. With your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.